The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples of John and of the Pharisees were accustomed to fast. People came to Jesus and objected. Why do the disciples of John and the disciples of the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast? Jesus answered them, Can the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. But the days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day. No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. If he does, it pulls away the new from the old, and the tear gets worse. Likewise, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins are ruined. Rather, new wine is poured into fresh wineskins. The Gospel of the Lord. Just this morning, I began a new spiritual book, and it's so beautiful when our Lord does this, where exactly what I read connects with the gospel of the day. So the opening line, and the book is by St. Alphonsus Liguori. He says this, The whole sanctity and perfection of a soul consists in loving Jesus Christ. The whole sanctity of a soul consists in loving our Lord. And then he quotes St. Francis de Sales, who said this, Some make perfection consist in an austere life, or others in prayer, others in frequenting the sacraments, still others in almsgiving, but they deceive themselves. Perfection consists in loving God with one's whole heart. And I think this is what our Lord is after when they come to him, they say, Why aren't your disciples fasting? Because the scribes and the Pharisees and probably many of the Jewish people, they came to the point where they began to believe that the fulfillment of the law was perfection. That, gosh, if I'm following this law perfectly, I must appear very good in God's eyes. And loving God can never be separated from fulfilling the law, but someone can fulfill the law perfectly and not really love God all that much. Just as a Catholic, we can follow the Ten Commandments. But we can follow the Ten Commandments and not have any great love of God. Perfection consists in loving God with all our hearts, and from that, we fulfill His law in our lives, because we love Him. And so there had to be this distinction, this break from the old, and to teach His disciples, okay, I want you to focus on me. Develop your relationship with me, learn to love me, and then fulfill the law. Right, so that your fulfillment of law flows from love of me. How can I say this better? This weekend, we had a gentleman here who spoke to our young adults, and he said something that I'd never really thought of, and I think it's very beautiful. He said this, God cannot love you more than He does at this very moment in your life. Every moment of your life, He will love you just as He does right now, which is with the totality of His being and an infinite love. So there is nothing that you could ever do that will make Him love you more. And God will never love you less than He does right now. Nothing you do will make Him love you less, because He will always love you with the totality of His being. And sometimes we fall into the thought that, gosh, if I make these sacrifices, if I say these prayers, if I offer these penances, then God's going to love me more. And if I don't do those things, He's going to love me less. That's totally false. He loves us with all His being, always. And our focus is not to do things so that God will love us, or do them out of fear that He won't love us if we don't do them. But we do them because we love Him. And we always want to remain in His love. And the more we do things out of love for His Son, the more we will be able to receive the fullness of the love that He has for us.